Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another look at these messages that have been coming forth over there in Medjugorje. And this has been going on for over 40 years, ladies and gentlemen. So this is an important thing to talk about. You know, don't listen to the lingo. You know, some people say, well, the Pope, some popes accept this, some other popes. Listen, it's going on for over 40 years. You see what I'm saying? So I'm addressing this. You know, I have a book, in fact, talking about the accredited apparitions of Mary. And Medjugorje is heavily covered in that book. In fact, on the back cover of that book, there's a picture of Pope John Paul II blessing a copy of that book that is held by the author. So I'll leave it there. So let's dig in here. You know, as I said in the title, on October 1st, 1981, the question was asked by these visionaries to this apparition, which is a demon power, by the way. The question was this: are all religions good? And this demon power answered, members of all faiths are equal before God. God rules over each faith just like a sovereign over his kingdom. So, as I said, folks, this is a demon power masquerading as the Blessed Virgin Mary. Oh, yes. Folks, I speak to you today as a former Roman Catholic. I was in a charismatic movement for a period, and I was into this stuff, folks. So I'm telling you the truth. If you're a Roman Catholic, this is a warning. Get out. Please, take this seriously. Don't dig in your heels and fight. Listen to what is being said here. I'm comparing what is being said here to what is found in the scriptures. So, by the way, just all these quotes I've been giving you from it's from a book here, Words from Heaven, Messages of Our Lady, from Medjugorje. This was written 1990, St. James published in Birmingham, Alabama. So, man, that was 1990, and these things have been going on. They're still going on, folks. So, as I said, over 40 years. So, this demon apparition, we know it's a demon, folks. He's telling you that members of all faiths are equal before God. If you know the Bible, if you've been born again of the Spirit, you've been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're a true Christian, then you know that it doesn't line up with the word of God. John 14:6 tells us, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Folks, there are many religions out there. You got the Muslims, you got Hindus, you got Buddhists, and so on and so forth. The Jewish people, Judaism, they don't believe like the Christian believes, folks. So trust me, God is not approving of all faiths. He's not saying all faiths are equal. He's saying, look, you're either coming through my son or you're not coming at all. The people of Islam do not even believe that God has a son. Oh, they think it's blasphemy, folks. People of Judaism, the Jewish people, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Absolutely not. They don't believe he's the Son of God. They don't believe he's Lord. They don't believe he's the Messiah. The Hindus have millions of gods and so on and so forth. And there are so many other faiths. So you go to the scriptures. This is how you're able to discern the truth from the false. Acts 4:10-12. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. The man was healed. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So it makes it very clear, if you don't come through Christ, there's no other way of salvation. Salvation, it's only through Jesus Christ. There's salvation in no other, folks, no other name. So think about that. Christ is the cornerstone, the true temple of God. Christ, it's a spiritual temple. Christ is the cornerstone, and every believer is a living stone within that spiritual temple. If you don't believe that Christ is the Son of God, that he came and died for your sins, that he rose from the dead, you're not in that temple, folks. You are not in it. So get in before it is too late. Let's look at some more. I just want to prove to you a point here that apparition at Medjugorje is a demon power. Look at what this demon power spoke on August 8, 1985. It said, "Advance against Satan by means of prayer. Put on the armor for battle, and with the rosary in your hand, defeat him." Think about this now. So here's the devil. It's a demon power, and he's telling you how to defeat the devil. This is just the way the devil works, by the way. Folks, he's slick. He's slick. He wants your soul. So look what he says. He says, "Look, guys, get yourself a rosary and pray, and you'll defeat the devil." So this is the devil telling you what to do. Folks, you can find the armor, the spiritual armor of God, written about in Ephesians chapter 6. I'll read that to you. And you're not going to find anything about praying the rosary amongst that armor, folks. You're not going to find it. So this is the demon power. In fact, listen carefully as I read Ephesians 6, 10 to 18 here. These are things the devil truly hates, okay? He hates this. He doesn't want you to notice, okay? Trust me. So listen carefully. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Let me stop there. The wiles of the devil includes these demonic apparitions that are taking place over there in Medjugorje, folks. So listen, verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking a shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Do you find the rosary anywhere there, folks? No, of course you don't. So, you know, the devil is slick, as I said. He wants the people to be bound up in religion. These people are unsaved. They don't have salvation. They've never been truly born again of the Spirit. So the devil's able to get over on people because they don't obey the word of God. It's very simple. So we're battling, folks, not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, and so on, spiritual wickedness in high places, including what's going on there in Medjugorje, folks. Don't forget that. So you need to let your loins be girt about with truth. You read the word of God, study the word of God, memorize a scripture if you can, and remember to put that shield of faith on. Okay, the helmet of salvation, because the devil will attack your mind, okay? Praying always, prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So here I'm giving you some good stuff, folks, how to combat this wickedness which is going on in Medjugorje, not only there, other places in the world. So this is how you defeat the devil with the truth, folks. Let me give you another quote from that book with this demon power, what he's saying over there. Listen to this. July 21, 1982, this demon spoke, "There are many souls in purgatory. There are also persons who have been consecrated to God, some priests, some religious. Pray for their intentions, at least the Lord's Prayer, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be seven times each, and the Creed. I recommend it to you. There's a large number of souls in purgatory for a long time because no one prays for them." Okay, so once again, folks, this demon power is telling you that there are souls in purgatory, okay? and saying here that there are some priests, so there are priests in purgatory, okay? And just your old local priest, maybe he's in purgatory. So look, this is stuff I used to be told to do in a confessional book. You know, pray the Lord's Prayer, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. I can remember when you're given penance, I'll give you 10 Hail Marys, 2 Glory Bes, 1 Our Father. That's the Lord's Prayer. So this is religious stuff, folks. It has nothing to do with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So here, this place called purgatory, people are praying for your relatives in purgatory, your aunts, your uncles, your mother, your father. They were Roman Catholic their whole life. Never miss Mass. So this goes on, and people offer donations for Mass cards, and priests, unsaved priests, are offering up the sacrifice of the Mass. Billions of dollars, by the way, have been taken in by this whole scam, folks. It's a religious scam. There is no purgatory. Never was a purgatory. Once again, we can go to the Word of God to find out what is said. Here's what Jesus said, and he said this, folks. After he rose from the dead, he died for your sins, shed his blood. He said unto them, to the disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Look, folks, we're talking the believer is saved. The believer puts their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're born again of the Spirit. They're justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. They are saved. And they know it. They have to witness in their own heart that they are saved by the power of that Holy Ghost. Okay? And he says here, remember Christ, after he rose from the dead, he said, those who believe not shall be damned. What? Folks, it's either heaven or it is hell. There is no purgatory. You need to, once and for all, let that go. There is no purgatory. It's either heaven or hell. You got it right from the King of Kings here, folks. That's all you need. Take him at his word, okay? You believe, you will be saved. You will be in heaven. You don't believe, you will be damned. It's that simple. It's that simple, folks. This is the one who spoke here, the way, the truth, and the life. You can't lie. So forget about purgatory. It's not an option, okay? You've been lied to your whole life. Here's what Jesus said before he was killed on the cross, John 3:17-18. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So this flows perfectly with Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. Jesus spoke the same way before he was killed, and the same way he spoke after he was killed, ladies and gentlemen, after he rose from the dead. So he says, you can be saved. Christ was sent into the world, okay, not to condemn us, but that the world through him might be saved, was saved because of what he did on the cross, okay? Now, if you do not believe in him, the scripture tells us you're condemned already. So if you choose to say, I don't need this stuff, good, you're in a state of condemnation. So when you die in your sins. That's simple. But, and the reason is, folks, because you don't believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, as I said earlier, you know, this steam and power said all, you know, all faiths or believers, members of all faiths are equal before God. Now remember this verse here. How could that possibly be? Most people do not believe in Jesus Christ. They don't believe he's the Son of God and so on and so forth. So what does it say? It says they're lost. They're condemned. They're going to be damned when they die, folks. Is that serious? Of course it is. So let's go to the next one. This will be the last one I quote here. So this was from March 15th, 1984. It says, tonight also, dear children, I am grateful to you in a special way for being here. Unceasingly adore the most blessed sacrament of the altar. I am always present when the faithful are adoring. special graces are then being received. So what's taking place here? You know what's taking place? These visionaries and other people would gather on a Thursday, I believe it was, and they would pray, bow before the Blessed Sacrament. What is that? That wafer host, who they believe is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, is usually placed in a monstrance, and they're going to worship that. They're going to worship that piece of bread, that wafer host, okay? And they believe that Jesus Christ. So now this demon power is appearing. Look at this, appearing to them and telling them, oh, this, you know, unceasingly adore the most blessed sacrament of the altar. So this is idolatry, by the way. So this demon power knows that, and he's telling them, yeah, this is good. Continue to do it. Now it's saying, I'm always present. So in other words, this demon power, who's disguised as Mary, is telling them, whenever you're here, I'm there. Okay, whenever you're here worshiping, adoring the most blessed sacrament, I'm always present. It's a life in the pit of hell. Only God is omnipresent, folks. So this is how you get discernment. This is why I'm encouraging you to search the scriptures for yourself. Let me close it out here with Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. So what is this talking about here? First of all, it's talking about people, it's spoken to people who are Christians, who have been born again of the Spirit. By the way, salvation's available to everybody in the world, folks, no matter who you are, no matter what your present beliefs might be, whether you're Jewish or Gentile, meaning everybody else in the world, this salvation is available to you. So it says, if you then be risen with Christ, the believer who's been truly saved, we have been risen with him, folks. That's the power of the resurrection, okay? Paul is telling us here to seek the things which are above. Don't put your eyes on this blessed sacrament, which is not Christ. It's not him. It's not the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Not him. He's not there. It's telling you to look above, where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. The Roman Catholic priest cannot bring that the real Jesus Christ down to the Catholic altar, as they teach. It ain't happening, folks. Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. So that's where your affection should be. So it says, for ye are dead. Now, wait a second. I'm living in this world, but yet we died with Christ, and our life, we have eternal life, everlasting life, okay, in him. So our life is hid with Christ. It's beautiful. Your life is hid with him. So he's in glory, folks. So when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, talking about the second coming, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So that's the good news, folks. You don't have to bow down before the Blessed Sacrament as this demon power is telling you to do. In fact, I'm telling you not to do it. It's idolatry. It's false. It's not the truth. So you're listening to a former Catholic here. I was set free by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It was the truth that set me free. So that's the good news, folks. You can be saved. Christ paid the price for you. He shed his blood for you. You put your faith in him. Ask him to save your soul. Tell him, I want to be saved. I repent. Put your faith in him and ask him to save your soul. Folks, you need to be born again, okay? And when you receive the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, folks, you'll know that what I'm telling you today, what I'm speaking to you today, is in fact true. So don't forget what you heard here today regarding that demon power disguised as Mary over there in Medjugorje. And once again, I encourage you to have a wonderful day and be blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ.